The Pitch Sider. Pitch side for every game.
Hello and welcome back to the Pitch Sider podcast. Hope you've had a fantastic few weeks. As mentioned in the last episode, it was pre-recorded, so you did get the full Champions League update. So we won't cover this in this episode, but we'll be covering the Premier League, La Liga, all the European leagues, as well as the League One and League Two. And National League is now completed, so we know who's got promotion, and we look forward to the playoffs for promotion. So, yeah, a lot to talk about. Let's get into the Premier League as first. And let's talk about some of the fixtures. So we've had a number of games since we last were on air. So in the Premier League, from this week, obviously we had Arsenal versus Chelsea, which was 5-0 to Arsenal. Bournemouth played Wolverhampton and Bournemouth won this 1-0. Palace beat Newcastle 2-0. Everton beat Liverpool 2-0. And Manchester United versus Sheffield was 4-2. And Man City beat Brighton 4-0. Going to this weekend, West Ham and Liverpool was 2-2. Palace versus Fulham was 1-1. Manchester United versus Burnley was 1-1. Newcastle versus Sheffield was 5-1 to Newcastle. Wolverhampton versus Luton, Wolves won this 2-1. Everton beat Brentford 1-0. And Aston Villa and Chelsea drew 2-2. And on Sunday, Bournemouth beat Brighton 3-0. And Arsenal beat Tottenham 3-2. And Manchester City beat Nottingham Forest 2-0. No games to play as of recording this. There's one game from the Championship. Looking at the Premier League table, Arsenal are currently top, so City by 1 point, with City having a game in hand on them due to the FA Cup, which City played Chelsea. City won that as well, 1-0. They will face Manchester United in the final of that, which we'll get onto later down the line. Liverpool sit set third with 35 points, with a loss and a draw in their last fixtures. They are now almost officially out of the title race. We're now down to a two-horse race. Aston Villa sit fourth with 67 points. Tottenham sit fifth with two games in hand on Aston Villa. If they do win both of them, they will only be 1 point behind Villa. But Tottenham have lost both games. There is a catch-up game between Tottenham and Chelsea due to play on Thursday. Manchester United sit sixth with 54 points, followed by Newcastle with 53. Both played 34 games, with West Ham playing 35 with 49 points. So it is unlikely West Ham will finish in the European spots this season. Chelsea remain ninth with 48 points. They do have two games in hand, one against West Ham as well to play this weekend coming up, which if they do win will mean they go above West Ham, but Chelsea would likely like to win both of those games. They have Tottenham, so if they beat Tottenham they would go to 51 points and go above West Ham before they play them, and it will really start to put pressure on Manchester United and Newcastle, who are challenging for Europa League and Conference League. Bournemouth sit in 10th, followed by West Ham, Wolves and Brighton in 12th. Fulham remain in 12th, pretty much down. Wolves, Brighton, Bournemouth, Fulham are sort of all mid-table now. Crystal Palace picked up some form and now sit 14th. They are well away from relegation, so are Everton now. Brentford are probably also. The relegation now is between Forest, Luton, Burnley and Sheffield. So Sheffield have officially been relegated from the Premier League. Burnley and Luton also are fighting out. And this will probably go down to the wire. Out teams, it looks like Luton are probably, Burnley are probably in the best sort of form. And yeah, we also have confirmed this week that Leicester will be coming back up into the Premier League. So it'd be good to see them back in. But overall in the Premier League, obviously we've now got a two-horse race. But it does look like it's City's to lose. But Arsenal have been in mighty good form so far. So if it does go down to goal difference or goals for City, Arsenal do have the better all round. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Sort of fighting out. Liverpool definitely have third now. Villa and Tottenham will fight out for that fourth place. With Manchester United, Newcastle, West Ham, Chelsea and all fighting for the sixth place. So it'd be a good feat for Chelsea if they can. Maybe a bit disappointing for Newcastle, Manchester United, seeing where they are. West Ham to be fighting up there with them after the poor start to the season, contending with Europe. They've done well. But yeah, it's unlikely we will see them back in Europe next season. So yeah, obviously a lot of catch-up games. Some teams still have about six games to play. Some obviously only have four, so it's going to be interesting. But once we start to get to the point of the end season ends, coming to a draw end, we will see sort of teams really find their natural position, and it'd be interesting to see where it can go from here. But what's been really interesting this season is the goals. Goal difference, because normally we see like the top teams, we've got like Arsenal and City both 50 plus goals. But if we go down to Manchester United, they've only got one goal. So they're scoring a lot of goals, but then they're also conceding a lot. So defences this season in the Premier League haven't been as good as we are normally seeing. Arsenal's defence only conceding 28 is really good. But yeah, anyone sort of below Villa, yeah, it's conceded more than 50 goals, which is quite bad, to be honest. But I mean, scoring 70 is good. But yeah, if you want to be competing with the top six, you've got to be conceded less than 40. Let's have a look at League Two. We'll start with the National League currently. So National League, Chesterfield have been confirmed champions. They have gained automatic promotion. Barnet, Bronsley, Almeron, Somerset More, Gateshead and Halifax all are in the playoffs to get promotion. Only one of them, with Bournemouth, Kilmington Harriers, Dorking Wanderers and Oxford City all being relegated. In League Two, Sutton United and Forest Green Rovers both have been relegated to the National League, with Stockport County, Wrexham and Mansfield all gaining automatic promotion. That's back-to-back promotions now for Wrexham. Milton Keynes Dons, Doncaster Rovers, Crewe Alexandra and Crawley Town are in the playoffs, so we'll play each other to gain that last promotion spot. League One, Portsmouth have been crowned champions, with also gaining promotion, followed by Derby County. Bolton Wanderers, Peterborough, Oxford and Barnsley all are in the fight for promotion. They do have to face each other in the playoffs, with Cheltenham Town, Fleetwood Town, Port Vale and Carlisle United all getting relegated. Finally, the Championship, which hasn't finished yet, but Leicester, as mentioned, have been have gained automatic promotion with two games to go, and Leeds have been confirmed that they are going to be in the fight for playoffs. Ipswich Town and Leeds are both joint on points. Ipswich do have a game in hand on them, so if they do win, Ipswich can go into the promotion. So do Leicester City. Leicester City can win the title if they win tonight. Southampton, Norwich City and West Brom are all in the fight for promotion. Birmingham City, Huddersfield Town and Rotherham United are all in the fight. Rotherham United have been confirmed to be relegated now. But yeah, there also could be Plymouth Argyle, Sheffield Wednesday and Burnley Blackburn Rovers all in the fight as well, as there's one game to go. So that pretty much wraps up some of the English football. So let's have a look at the fixtures from Europe this week. So looking at this week's football, in the Bundesliga, Bochum beat Hoffenheim 3-2. Montpellier beat Druten Nentz 1-1. Fosmun beat Salatania 3-0 in Serie A, and Real Madrid beat Real Sociedad in La Liga. On Saturday, Werder Bremen beat Augsburg, Bayern Munich beat Frankfurt 2-1, RB Leipzig beat Borussia Dortmund 4-1, Wolfsburg beat Freiburg 2-1, Bayer Leverkusen and Stuttgart drew 2-2. PSG versus La Haye was 3-3. Lens and Monaco drew, as well as Juventus versus AC Milan, Lazio versus Hellas Verona. Lazio won it 1-0. Las Palmas lost to Granada 2-0. Getafe beat Almeria 3-1. Al Hive beat Celta Vigo 3-0. Atletico Madrid beat Atletico Bilbao 3-1. On Sunday, Borussia Mönchengladbach drew to Union Berlin, as well as Cologne and Mainz drew. Heidemann beat Duisburg 1-0. Lille versus Metz was 2-1. Clermont versus Rennes was 4-2. Toulouse versus Lyon was 2-1. Stuttgart lost to Nice 3-1. Brest versus Rennes was 5-4. Lyon beat Montpellier 3-2. And Marseille versus Lens was 2-1. Inter Milan beat Turin 2-0. Bologna versus Udinese was 1-1. Atalanta versus Empoli was 2-0. Napoli and Roma drew 2-2. And Fontenay beat Sassuolo 5-1. Finally, in the Liga, Caldera versus Almeria was 1-1. Granada versus Osman was 3-0. Villarreal beat Real Vallecano 3-0, with Real Betis and Seville drawing 1-1. Tonight we have Granada versus Calagri at the time of this going out, as well as Barcelona versus Valencia. Looking at the tables, in La Liga, Real Madrid remain top with 14 points clear. It looks likely that they are due to win this. Granada are second, followed by Barcelona and Atletico Madrid in fourth. Atletico Club and Real Sociedad make up the European spots. Almeria versus Granada and Celta Vigo are also all in the relegation zone. In the Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen obviously have been confirmed champions. Bayern Munich sit in second, followed by Stuttgart and RB Leipzig. Dortmund and Frankfurt make up the European spots, with Mainz in playoffs for relegation and Cologne and Darmstadt 98 in the relegation zone. In Ligue 1, PSG are top with 70 points, 12 points clear of Monaco, who sit in second with Brest in third. Lille, Nice and Lens make up the European spots, with Metz in the playoffs, followed by Lyon and Clermont, all in the relegation zone. Finally, in Serie A, Inter are top with 19 points clear, followed by Milan, Juventus and Bologna. Roma sit in fifth, followed by Atalanta in sixth. Udinese, Sassuolo and Santari all sit in relegation, with Santari probably likely to get to be confirmed relegation this weekend. Some of the headlines coming from this: PSG clinch Ligue 1 title after Monaco beaten. So PSG now have been confirmed Ligue 1 titles in Mbappe's last season. Inter win with Abraham scoring his first goal in a year. Bayer Leverkusen score late equaliser to remain unbeaten. PSG missed out to seal the title in their thrilling draw, but they did clinch it once Monaco won, lost. Kane sets personal record with a double in Bayern's win. Harry Kane scored twice in the win over Frankfurt to set a new personal record of his most goals in the season. The 30-year-old has scored 42 goals in all competitions in his debut season, but Bayern beaten his previous tally of 41 in Tottenham in the 17-18 season. A teenager, Guerrero, scores as Real Madrid close in on the title. Almon apologises for disrespecting West Ham, despite during talks. Bayern Munich boss Tuchel unmoved by fans' protest. Most fans in Bayern Munich now want him to stay. And finally, Xavi is to remain coach at Barcelona until 2025 after backing out his decision. Also on the management, Feyenoord boss Slot is likely to take over from Jurgen Klopp at the end of the season. So that wraps up this week's podcast. Hope you've had a fantastic week. A lot of football as we draw to the end of the season. Do check out the pitchrider.com as there is a lot of new articles on there, free in the last week. And also do check out our socials to keep up to date with all the latest football news. Thank you for listening. Hope you've had a fantastic week and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
For all the latest news, transfers and football articles, check out thepitchsider.com. It's the place to be. Contact us on our socials. Instagram and Twitter is @thepitchsider or via email is thepitchsider@hotmail.com.